Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Patreon, all the patrons on Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you sincerely to the patrons who are helping keep this podcast going and paying for the engineering and all the things that are done behind the scenes, because there's a lot, let me tell you. So thank you for doing that. If you want to support the podcast, you can do that at patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can get a free painting at the $10 level. These are paintings I sell in my Etsy shop, so it definitely is a value, or a free podcast that I give only to folks at the $25 level, and no one else gets them. They go nowhere else in the world. So enjoy that, those who are patrons, and consider supporting the podcast if it's been a blessing to you. Okay, we are in Acts chapter 6 now, verses 1 through 7 in the ESV. This is what it says. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I missed this passage before, this little part, this little bit that said, many of the priests became obedient to the faith. We just forget about that actually, of course, there were Jewish leaders who met you during this whole thing. Wow, that's so great. So often we just think, oh, well, then they're just lost and they never turn around. But I forget about like Nicodemus and Gamaliel's advice from yesterday that we read, and then the fact that many, it says a great many of the priests came. So that's awesome. Lord, thank you that the body of Christ is so rich and diverse. Thank you that you have different jobs for people. Thank you that there were people within their realm who could enact this holy service of helping people find food and have food, taking care of widows. This is where the rubber meets the road of Christianity, is when we care for those who are in need. And the apostles were so busy teaching the word that they just couldn't stop to feed the widows and the orphans, and so they appointed these other folks. And I particularly love what it says. They had to be people of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. And Lord, that's what I pray for myself today. I pray I would be of good repute. I pray for my friend listening, they would have a great reputation. I pray I and they would be full of the Holy Spirit. And I pray today you would give us the kind of supernatural wisdom we need to navigate the world that we live in, that is increasingly more and more complicated and stressful. We need that wisdom every single day. I need it every moment of every day. And I also love that the church almost got rocked again in a positive way, that once they started really serving and loving the most vulnerable in their midst, and they appointed good leaders to do that, that's when the church began to multiply again. And so, Lord, help us as Christ followers to remember that not only do we need to say things about you, but we need to do acts of service in your name to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. Would you show us someone today who we could do that for? Help us to become an interruptible people, that our hearts, I know for me, I have to pray this all the time because I am not very interruptible. I am very task oriented. And so it's hard for me to stop for a person or for a need when I'm in the middle of a task. And so, Lord, I pray for myself humbly that you would make me interruptible. And in light of that, Lord, I pray that we would be receptive today to the wisdom that you want to give us, the scripture that you want to impart into our hearts, and also the people. Give us wisdom about the people in our lives, how we can love them more and serve them better. Lord, help us to take up our cross daily and follow you. Often taking up this cross daily means relationship, serving someone else, choosing someone else's needs above our own. And I know that's not easy. but through your Spirit, we can do that. We pray that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you and for being here. And again, thanks to the patrons who have helped keep Pray Every Day on the air. So thanks so much. And I hope that this 18th of June is an amazing day for you.